Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
You know what time it is. I'm reloaded! Yeah. K100 Internet Radio, you dig. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. You feel what I'm saying? Episode. Hold on. People are calling me while I'm in the middle of trying to do the damn show. 347-934-0966. Episode 148. Best served cold. Yes. We're talking about revenge, people. Revenge. Everybody knows about revenge. Everybody has probably perpetrated in it at some point in time in their life. You know, you might have grown up a little bit and said, you know, it's not about getting back at people and, yeah, you know, all this shit. Yeah, but fuck that. Sometimes, you have to show somebody. Sometimes, revenge is absolutely necessary, all right? It's what it is. But before I get into that, let me go ahead and run down the show. You dig? Pay attention. K100 Internet Radio, of course, is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music around these parts. With that being said, I want to remind everybody and remind all of you artists that if you want to get your music played on K100 Internet Radio, the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. The letter K, the number 100, the word radio, k100radio@gmail.com. All right? That's the number to, that's the email address, the official email address to the show. Go ahead and email us and, give us about musical air, right? All we ask is that you blast out the show, you feel me, on your Facebook, your MySpace, your Twitter, whatever you have, you know, to cross-promote and, that's the swap out for us, you know, blasting you, you know, to our listeners. We've got almost 17,000 downloads and plays. And that's just not including how many people actually call the line or listen on the internet. That's how many people listen to the podcast, the replays. So if you take into account how many people actually call the show and actually listen to it and stream it online when it's live, that's a whole other set of stats. All right. So we're probably pushing closer to 20,000 people that's been checking out K100 Internet Radio. Right? So that's a good amount of people. You know what I'm saying? So we got a solid following. All right. Of course, we're based out of Atlanta for everybody who's listening who don't know that. You know, we got listeners all over the country, though, man. Philly, New York, Cali, Texas. Everywhere. Some everywhere is called in, listening to the show, hit me up, tell me, listening to the show. You feel me? So if you want to get your music on K100 Radio, and remember, this is internet radio. It broadcasts all over the world. The official website to the show is www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100, K, the letter K, dash, the number 100, all right? That's the official show page on Blog Talk Radio. And this broadcast all over the globe. So, it's a wide range of people that gets exposed to your music, so we expect you to do the same and expose us to your fan base. And that's it. All we ask is that you send us some good quality music. If the music sounds like shit, well, you know what you do is shit. And I go through this every single episode, time and time and again. You feel me? What I also remind everybody that we're on Facebook. We're on MySpace, all right? We're on iTunes also, all right? So hit us up on one of the social networking sites. Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. At Blizzum. All right? Follow me on Twitter at Blizzum. Check me out there. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Also, MySpace.com/Blizzum. Facebook. You can do a Facebook search for Blizzum. And you can do a Facebook search for K100 Radio. All right? When you see the middle finger, that's the show. When you see a handsome young whippersnapper, that's me. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. For those of you who don't know, every time I do a show, I do a synopsis, something like a breakdown, what have you, of what we're going to be talking about on the show. And so I'm going to go ahead and get into it right now for episode 148, Best Served Cold. So here we go. And I know people are, I know it's going to be like the other night when I was trying to get people to keep it 100 and they wouldn't. You feel me? People are not going to keep it 100 tonight on the show. You know, they're going to want to play the victim. They're going to want to play Mr. or Mrs. Innocent, like, you know, they're above that. They're too big for that. But I know you're lying. All right? Let's just look, people. Everybody at some point has enacted an act of revenge, a little get back. And so I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis and break it down because all of you are culprits. It may not be on a grand level, a big level, but you all that's listening on the phone lines, that's listening out here in www.land and listening to this podcast after the fact replay. Oh, by the way, we air Monday through Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. So those are my live show hours. But all of you guys have enacted out revenge. So I'm going to go ahead and read my synopsis for this show, my blog, if you would, which is what I do with every episode. And then we're going to go ahead and get to the discussion, open up the phone lines for whoever's on the phone lines that want to talk, all right? So revenge is the best. I'm reading now. Revenge is the best. Revenge is a dish best served cold, all right? Thus, another classic saying that has been used for as far back as, you know, people can remember. You know, we got all these kind of classic sayings, and this is another one of them. And in all of its sinister sound and clarity, it's also very much true. Revenge is something that people can act out before they even know it. You know, it could be a very big act of revenge, like, you know, screwing your man's friend because he cheated on you. Of course, you get the K100 host sound for that. You're still a host, but it was revenge, but you're still a host. But still, you caught your man cheating or whatever, and you know, so he broke your fucking heart, so to get back at him, you fuck the guy that he knows, or a guy that you know he don't like, or some shit. Of course, I saw a case in the first 48 where that got a nigga killed. Careful, ladies. But you know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Or it could be as simple as not letting someone over in the lane, in the next lane on the highway, because they rode too close to you a few miles back. That's revenge. You're doing something to someone because of something that they did to you. All right? And you're doing something that aggravates, agitates, harms, hurts them because of something that they did to you. That's the definition of revenge. So if you got a guy driving all up on your ass, and then you start going, and then you slow down real slow, and then you go on real slow, right, like riding right side by side by a car next to you, so they can't even go around you, so they just steady flashing you, and they're pissing you off, so you're pissing them off back. Yeah. Congratulations. You're a vengeful motherfucker. You have just committed an act of revenge. It's a small act, but it's like saying a big lie or a white lie. They're both a lie. Really. So, both of these acts of revenge, which is defined as, this is the definition, to inflict punishment in return for injury or insult. Once again, to inflict punishment in return for injury or insult. So, every time you didn't do that extra thing at work because your supervisor did some bullshit to you, that was revenge. Every time you didn't answer that person's call because the last two times you called them, they didn't answer it, that was revenge. Now, the saying that it is best served cold means that revenge is felt and more gratifying to the person issuing it out when more time has passed between the original deed that made you want to enact the revenge. Vis-a-vis, I did something to you today. Instead of you turning right back around and doing something to me today, you let it marinate for a minute. You let it ride for about a good week or a month. And then you come back and enact your revenge. And somehow it feels better because you feel like, you know what, motherfucker? Yeah, you forgot, motherfucker. Didn't you forget about that shit, nigga? Didn't you? Well, I ain't forget. So, you know, that's why they say it's best served cold. All right? That's where they get the term from. And actually, you know, realistically, aren't they right about that? Isn't this one of those sayings that, you know, you kind of wish it wasn't right, but actually, you know, really it is? You feel what I'm saying? You really know that it feels a little bit better when you get somebody back when you think they done forgot about it. I know that's bad. But that's why they say it's a dish that's best served cold. It's bad anyway. It's already bad. So if you're going to do something bad, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you're just all the way good and bad. Like they done already forgot about it. All right? That's what that term comes from. That's what it means. All right? So let me see. Where was I at? Oh, yeah. So if you do something to me now, instead of retaliating at me instantly, it's felt more, you know, as if you wait a while. You feel me? So once again, I want to remind everybody that's listening to the show, we as human beings are not at the top of the evolutionary chain, people. Because this is how we get down. We're not our brother's keeper, and we're full of revenge. Oh, yeah. That's humans. That's people. That's you. That's me. That's all of us. It's how we are. See, there's no reason. When people say that, if you're not a vengeful person, then cool, that's good, more power to you. But in all actuality, it's a great possibility, just like it's a great possibility that you're not your brother's keeper, and we had an episode the other day. It's also a great possibility that, you know, you're a vengeful person because, you know, people are... humans are fucked up like that. You know, what do you want me to say? Me, myself. And once again, I ain't saying that you got to go out and commit a heinous act of murder or steal from somebody because they stole from you. But at the end of the day, if you do anything whatsoever to get back at someone else because they did something to you, that is deemed revenge. All right? So I just want to make sure that everybody has a clear understanding, because when I come to your phone lines and you try and talk me down and say, that's childish, blah, 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 and then I give you the scenario right there. You know what I'm saying? Where somebody's riding your ass in traffic a couple miles back, so then when they're trying to come up and get around you, you slow down and then scoot over and then make it hard for them to get by. You wouldn't have done that if they didn't do that to you first. So once again, to inflict punishment in return for injury or insult, the definition of revenge. Yes, you did. You just did it act of revenge. No, it's not the same as somebody hitting your car and then you going over there and busting out all their windows. No, it's not the same as doing a Jasmine Sullivan because you got mad because he caught you cheating and you go bust the windows out of his car. It's not that extreme, but it's just like saying one sin is not greater than the other. A lie is a lie. You know, big or small. I mean, come on, people. Come on, people. Let's just keep it 100, all right? Can we please? Three other questions. I'm waiting for you people to call in and get on your high horse like you're not vengeful. I'm waiting. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. And make sure you hit the number 1 on the keypad so I can come to your phone lines, all right? Question number 1. Have you ever took an act of revenge out on someone? And if so, what was it and why did you do it? And please don't say you never got somebody back. You know you've done it. What are you, some kind of humanitarian? Anyway, question number 2. Have you ever had someone take revenge out on you Have you ever had someone take revenge out on you? If someone took revenge out on you, do you feel it was justified? That's question 2 and 3. If someone did take revenge out on you, do you feel like they had a right to? Did you do something that fucked up where you felt like, well, you know, if this person ever does come back and get you back or whatever like that, you feel me? You kind of had it coming. Be honest, people. Be honest. All right? Number 4, do you feel like revenge is ever really justified? Or should we just let things go? Is revenge ever really justified? Is it ever really right to partake in revenge? Number 5, if you could take revenge out on someone for something that they did in the past right now, like you, somebody did something to you in the past and you never did get them back, but right now you'd be like, man, you know if I can get that motherfucker back right now, woo! Oh, man! If you could take revenge out on someone for something that they did in the past right now, what would it be? And what did they do to you to deserve this vengeful act that you're plotting over here? Do you think that revenge is childish? Is revenge a dish best served cold? Or do you think it's better when you just say, fuck that, as soon as they do it to you, I'm doing it? Or should you just wait? Is it better when you just lay back in the cut for a minute and wait for this motherfucker to get caught slipping? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. First up, I see Shay on the line. I see Jan on the line next. Shay, what's happening, babe?
Hey, what's good?
What's good? What's going on? Thanks for calling the show. Welcome everybody on the phone lines. Welcome everybody listening to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And also welcome everybody that's listening to the podcast. Now, Shay.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to keep it 100 with me today.
You know I will.
Well, I don't know because the other day you said you were a Mediterranean.
You called me that.
No, you said that little kids in Africa is the same as amount as important to you as your light bill being paid, and I don't believe you. Just saying.
Okay.
I just don't believe you.
You ain't got to believe me. That's all part of being a Mediterranean. People don't have to believe us. We just do what we do.
Episode 148. I'm not even going to go there. Okay. Shay, have you ever took an act of revenge out on someone? And if so, what was it and why?
Yes, I have.
What'd you do?
Well, long story short, I was entrusted in the care of someone's pet. And the dog was to be housed in the garage. It was a pit bull. And put in a crate.
Uh-huh.
This person decided that they would just leave the dog in the garage. Mind you, I had some furniture stored in there. The dog ate my damn leather couch.
Uh-huh.
So I said, okay. This same person had things stored in there, too. So I was like, all right. Since you don't need to be in the crate, I won't put it back in the crate. So I'll put it back in there. And the dog screwed up all of this person's CDs, all of the music stuff, just chewed the hell out of everything. And I felt really good about that. I don't give a damn. I felt really good because my leather couch was expensive.
So you felt good about enacting it. It felt good for you to be bad, to do something
it
bad
sure
to somebody.
Did.
It felt
it
good.
Sure as hell did.
And you
it
call yourself a fucking humanitarian. Anyway.
Hey, I didn't abuse the animal. I just put her back so that she could finish enjoying what she had started. Since she was destroying shit, I let her go back in there and finish destroying some more.
So when the other person came home and they found out what happened, what happened?
Oh, he was pissed. He was, like, highly pissed. But I was like, hey, it's your dog, you know. You felt like she didn't need to be in the crate, so I just let her have her freedom.
And so did he say that you did the person say that you did that shit just because he ate your couch?
Yeah, he did, and he was exactly right. I was like, what are you talking about?
Did
you know you were there.
Did you deny that it was revenge?
No, I just played like the innocent role. I was like, what are you talking about? I thought you wanted her to be left alone so she could run around.
Denied it. Just everybody. Motherfuckers always want to be revenge. People always want to be punks about enacting out revenge. You feel what I'm saying?
I just play stupid. Like, what? What are you talking about?
Really?
Yeah, I really did. I played the dumb blonde chick role. I was just like, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Better feed the goddamn.
Oh, he knew better than that.
Let the dog tell me. Chew up my motherfucking shit. What is wrong with you?
All of it. Years of music, too. I mean, I didn't know what was in there, but I was like, okay. Since she can chew on shit, let her chew on the rest of it. And, yep, she did. She had a nice snack of some Biggie CDs and all kinds of shit.
You know what? I'm not even gonna. Anyway, next question.
Honestly, I feel a little bit bad.
Wait a minute. Hateful motherfucker for doing that.
Honestly, after I went, I did go in there and scope out the damage. I did feel kind of bad because, you know, some of that stuff was like irreplaceable. In a sense, you know, in terms of music collection. But hell, my leather couch was irreplaceable too. That was an Italian leather couch.
I bet it wasn't the same thing. Anyway.
Well.
Have you ever had someone take revenge out on you? And if so, if you did, well, first of all, have you?
I have in like different ways. Yeah.
Sometimes you might have.
Usually it was like family.
Sometimes. Let me tell you everybody something. Sometimes. When people do shit to you and shit happens, you don't even realize that's some get back because your ass has forgot about the shit. Like I said, revenge is a dish best served cold. Sometimes the motherfucker can get you back some shit and you're like, what the fuck? And then you don't even remember what the fuck you did to them. But have you ever had somebody take revenge out on you?
Yeah, I have. Like I said, usually it was like family kind of stuff. Like me and my sister, yeah, we went through that back and forth a lot.
So what happened? Did you feel like it was justified? What did she do to you?
What did she not do to me? It's like throughout the years, there's been a whole bunch of stuff. But no, of course I don't feel like it's justified because it was done to me. But I'm just saying, you know, it's like, you know.
Well, now you're gonna get into a tick for tack, and I know people are gonna call in tonight and get into a tick for tack. Who started? What the fuck are you two? She hit me first. Which comes to my next question: Do you think revenge is childish? Do you think
no.
we should just let you go?
Some things maybe we should. But then again, there's some things that, you know, it demands us standing up and standing up ourselves. Like one
you
time.
So you don't think you should let it go when the dog chewed up your couch? You shouldn't have just let it go. You had
Hell
to get
no,
something. You had
let
to
that
come
go.
Back.
No, because I had insisted that we have a different arrangement.
She hit me, Mommy. Mommy! He hit me, Mommy. I'm going to hit you back. That's not childish. Really? You're going to sit
when
on here and try to argue?
Yeah. I'm talking about grown folks stuff now.
The point is, you think revenge isn't childish? Is that what you're going to do? That's your official answer.
No, revenge is probably just a little bit childish.
A little bit childish? Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Take revenge out on someone right now, Shay, for something that they did in the past, and you never did get a chance to get them back, what would it be? Who would it be? Why would it be?
I can't think of anything right now.
Really?
No, I think everything I would have, then I've already done it.
Yeah.
I think everything that I would have, I've already done it. Come here.
You're just a bitchful motherfucker, right?
Thank you. What did you say?
I said, so you're just a vengeful motherfucker, Shay. What are you doing?
No, I had to come outside and get my dog. She like ran across the street.
What if somebody ran up to your dog? What would you want to do to them?
No, it ain't like that. She always goes to the neighbor's house and try to go inside her house.
No, I said, what if someone ran over your little dog, your little child dog? Yeah. What would you do?
Oh, I would probably beat their ass.
If it's an accident.
If it's an accident, then I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it would be an accident, but I would be pissed off. I'll be pissed off. I'd probably have to go dent their car or something.
Really?
Really?
Nice humanitarian. 934-0966, really?
That car is not worth the life of my little precious Bailey.
Do you think revenge is a dish best served cold? And I'm going to Jana next.
You know what? I never realized that's exactly what that meant, really, because, like, if somebody did something to me, I mean, usually if it's, like, some time passed, I've already done forgotten about that. I don't really let it marinate that long because then it'll start eating to me. If I don't deal with it right then, I just let it go.
So
I like to I like to get it out and get it over with.
So you like
usually
your
I get out and get
like
it over with, it's gonna be a lot worse.
You like your revenge while it's hot, huh?
Mm-hmm. I want it hot off the plate, still smoking.
Yeah, just like a humanitarian.
So there's no question about, oh, did she do this because? Like, yep, that's why it is.
Well, if you're gonna be mother, if you're gonna serve it hot, goddammit, when they say, did you do that because, won't you man the fuck up and say, yeah, I did it because. Why you gonna pump down?
I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay. Okay. If you let a motherfucking dog eat up my music shit. Okay.
But see, I mean, he's the kind of person that would have did what was done in the first place, though. I mean, it was like we had had that discussion. It was like, you know, we need to come up with another arrangement. But no. I was like, okay, that's fine. So when what happened, I was like, see, now I told his ass. And I was like, all right, she's going to go right back in there. And whatever's in there, I'm not moving nothing. And whatever's in there, she can have at it. And she damn sure did.
You fucking women. Who are the most vengeful? Who's the most vengeful? This ain't even a question, but I got to ask you. Who do you think is the most vengeful, women or men?
I think women are, because it's like, if we got to do something.
It's not a fucking, it's a rhetorical question. I know the answer.
Either we going to let it go, or we going to really get you back.
Yeah, I know. Y'all some vicious motherfuckers, but we always, we the dog.
I've turned the other cheek so many times, but then one time, when I don't turn that other cheek, it's like, motherfucker. Yeah.
Wow. You hear this, fellas? You hear this, fellas? Right.
But other than that, I'm a nice person. I'm a really sweet person.
Yeah, really, you are really sweet. Such a humanitarian. Next caller, Jenna. Fuck out of here. Jenna.
Hey.
What's going on, Jenna? Thanks for calling the show.
What's
up? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934. What the fuck is that? What is that?
Go get it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Uh-oh. What's going on in the background?
Nothing.
What are you doing? What are you getting?
Dropping low, girls.
Are you fucking?
Not yet, no.
Are you about to fuck?
Maybe. Why?
Dropping low, girl.
I mean, he's in the background talking about dropping low, Jenna. Are you about to fuck?
I know.
Can we listen?
No, maybe later.
Dang. So can I come back to your phone line later when you get in cash? Now open up the mic.
Okay.
Wow. You heard it, K100. Hey, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm about to pause the show for that shit. K100 Internet Radio. Are you ready to ask questions or what?
You've got to be quiet over there. Okay. I'm back. He's getting distracted.
Okay. Are you ready? Oh my
God. Yeah, I'm ready.
if he puts his balls in your mouth, like while you're talking, let me know. Okay?
Okay.
Just start mumbling and be like, I can't, I got
balls. I can't. What's going on? No.
Right. Just let me know.
Right.
I'll okay. Are you ready now? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Episode 148. You fucking people, I swear. Jenna, have you ever taken an act of revenge out on someone? And if so, what was it and why?
Act of revenge. Okay, act of revenge. Oh, I don't want to say it, but it's the truth. Cheating.
What?
Cheating.
You cheated on somebody for revenge?
Cheating for cheating.
Uh-huh. So, and this is the number one act of revenge by all females. Females love to go out and get that get back dick. Once again, fellas. The number one act of revenge, besides fucking up your car or something, women love to get some get back dick. It's what they do, man. So if you
and
know
so
you fuck guys. Over your girl a lot of times and shit, you should expect that she's gotten that goddamn get back dick. All right? It's what it is. So Jenna, You cheated. The guy cheated on you, and then you went and fucked some guy. Was it a random guy? Was it a friend or something?
It was kind of serious.
What do you mean it was kind of serious? Was it his friend or not, Jenna? Did he know?
No, nothing like that. No.
You didn't know the person, but you, did you just fuck him one time to get the get back dick, or were you just continually cheating for revenge?
No, just one time.
Did it feel good? Did it make you feel better that you did it?
Yeah.
It did.
This
is for you. All right. Once again, ladies, just because you're going out and you're doing some shit to get some revenge, to get some get back dick, you're still a hoe. You're still a cheating asshole. I'm sorry, Jenna, and the rest of you women listening on the line. Your man is a cheating asshole too, but it don't absolve you from being a cheating asshole. Not okay, 100. You don't get by with it. So, Jenna, has anybody ever enacted an act of revenge on you?
I'm more than sure, but I can't really think of the situation right now.
No. Is that because you got a dick in you? And you trying to actually still talk on the show?
No.
Okay, all right. I'm just asking. I heard fumbling in the background. Okay, so, do you feel like revenge is ever really justified? Do you feel like that was really, did going out and cheating, was that really justified? Did that warrant that? Or do you just be like, fuck it, I did it. I know it was wrong. Or do you actually really in your brain tell yourself that that was justified? You going out fucking somebody else because
Jenna.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Not really.
So why'd you do it then?
Vulnerable and hurt.
You was what? You was hurt.
Vulnerable and hurt.
And that's why you cheated. Wow.
Yeah.
If you could take revenge out on someone for somebody, right? If you could take revenge out on someone for something that somebody did to you and you never did get them back right now, what would it be? Who would it be and why?
No, I already got them all back.
You already got them all back?
I'm actually working on one right now.
So you about to get some revenge dick right now while we're on the show live?
No.
But what are you saying?
Like that.
Well, you just said you was about to get some dick in a minute, and we could listen to it live on the air. So, I mean, but the dick you get now is not revenge dick. It's just some regular dick.
No. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Remember, make sure you hit the number one. I'll come back to it while you're getting your brain smashed in, all right? We want to hear what it's like over here at K100. See if you really got your white girl voice going. Yeah, I think that chick is white in that sound effect. I think she's white. I'm gonna see if you sound like that. All right. Do you think it's childish, Jenna? Was that childish what you did? Revenge? Was it childish?
Yeah, I do.
It was? Okay, good. At least you can admit that. Who is more vengeful, men or women? Don't lie. Keep it 100.
Women.
2 for 2, ladies. 2 for 2. You fucking women are vengeful creatures, and you know it. Admit it. You know you are, man. Last question, Jenna. Is revenge a dish best served cold? Whenever you do get people back, do you wait a little bit for it to
freezing dry down? Freezing cold.
Yeah.
That bitch going to be ice cold. That bitch going to be ice cold.
You evil bitch.
I'm going to say.
Evil. Evil. Fucking evil, man. Revenge dick serving it cold. Wow. Here we are, ladies.
That was a long time ago.
Stop. It was a whole long time ago, and that's when you were a child, and that's when you were a kid. No, if you, the revenge dick that you got, which is what a lot of ladies do, they get that revenge dick, that get dick free card when they catch their nigga cheating. You feel what I'm saying? And that's the number one act of revenge that women enact out, is fucking somebody else because you got fucked on. All right? That's just that. Most of the women that are going to call into the show tonight, they had some revenge dick. Guaranteed. If you keep it 100, when you press the fucking number one, honestly, you know, as a female, if you about 30-something years old and you've been fucking with, you know, you got a couple of links on your belt, you know what I'm saying, when it comes down to fucking with people, you know damn well you got that revenge dick in your repertoire. You already know it. I ain't even going to sit here arguing back and forth with y'all motherfuckers. Not tonight, not by that, because I know you done did it.
You're probably right, but that's why I'm keeping it in the hospital.
Because what have we established so far with the first two callers? Women do love to get the revenge dick, and also women are the most vengeful out of the men and the women. That's what we know so far. We're 2 for 2 on that, right?
Touche.
Thanks for calling, Janet. Remember to come back and hit the number one on the keypad when you're getting your brains knocked in or when you're slobbing on the dick. You know, make people put a...
I might wait till after I get the Moscato in me.
Go ahead and crack it open. You know, we got about another hour and a half. You come back on the line, hit the number one again, but like, you know what I'm saying? Just put on a speakerphone, just sit the speaker right beside you. When he mashing
okay.
your ass in, we're going to be like, hold on, everybody, be quiet. We're going to Janet live getting fucked on K100.
Oh, Lord.
I double dog dare you, Shawty. I dare you, Shawty. All right, Janet, stand by.
All right.
Gang, what's up, homie?
Yo, what's the deal, yo? Chilling.
Man, thanks for calling the show. Yeah, I got my homie Game from the Game Hunter Show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit the number one. I got people on the phone lines, but if you don't hit the number one, then you know I don't come to your phone lines. If you want to talk, you got to make sure you hit the number one. If not, I'll just go to the next person or whatever and assume that you just want to listen, all right? So, 347-934-0966, 44277. I see you. You'll be up next. So, homie Game, thanks for calling into the show, man, for episode 148. Best served cold. We talk about revenge, homie. You already know. And I know you good for getting some revenge back.
Oh, yeah.
You and Ruby Candy going back and forth, getting revenge back and forth on each other on the K100 page and all kind of shit.
That wasn't even no revenge. That was just little throwing little darts. I'm throwing darts.
Oh. Well, I know you're a proponent of revenge. So my first question to you is, have you ever took an act of revenge out on someone? And if so, what was it and why?
Damn, incriminate myself. Well,
nothing that you can get locked up for, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say or get into too much detail, but it was a person I was dealing with, and, you know, they was in my crib. We was living together and shit, and they tried to play the game, you know, he hit me shit and all that shit. And I smoke mad chronic. I ain't got time to be hitting on no females and shit. I be having some jokes or recording their ass and shit.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I left one day and this bitch went and put a fucking deadbolt on her. I went to use my key. She had like a little slide bolt joint where I couldn't get in the motherfucker. So
uh-huh.
I was like, it's cool. I was like, it's cool. I watched her, waited till she left. I took the hinges off the motherfucking door. I put that shit down. And, you know, like in the buildings, they got a downstairs. You put the trash out. I took the door off the hinges, put that shit downstairs.
Wow. That was pretty vengeful. So she had no front door?
No, well, I ain't had no front door for the time being and shit, but there wasn't no door on that motherfucker until she got out.
That's pretty vengeful. Is that one of your more severe ones? You got one more? What else have you done? What other kind of revenge have you enacted out?
A long time ago, man, it was the shorty, man. She wanted to, I liked this shorty. I was on her, man. It took me so long to get the motherfucking skin, man. But I knew other niggas was getting by and shit. You understand what I'm saying? So when it finally came my time and shit, I had rubbed some icy hot all on her butthole and shit, and all in between her thighs and shit. So
what
I was
saying, why'd you do that? Wait a minute. First of all, revenge is defined as to inflict punishment in return for injury or insult. That is the definition of revenge.
Yeah, she insulted me.
What did she do to you?
She had me waiting for the skins mad long.
Because she made you wait for the pussy, you decided to put icy hot on her asshole?
Yeah, and she was acting like she wasn't giving it up. And I knew niggas that was, like, smashing and coming through and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe
shit. I threw some Flex Star 454 on that ass. You know what I'm saying? And she didn't know what was going on. I was a young nigga, though, dog. I was tight.
I mean...
I finally hit it, but I had to get her.
Dog, revenge is supposed to be when something actually do... She didn't do anything to you, dog. All she did was just not give you a pussy. Was that so wrong? Was that such a...
Yeah, that shit was, yo. Because it was funny because...
Wrong. What was wrong with that?
Because it was funny because when I talked to her, she was all on some goody two shoes. And then, you know, you be with your boys, and, you know, y'all, we young niggas, we be out there hunting. So, you know, we come to the table. Yeah, I'll be hollering at this shorty from over there, whatever. And her name came up, and niggas was like, yo, check the flicks out and shit. And I'm like, what? And then one night I was, like, up in line to get in, and this bitch was like, yeah, I got to do some other shit. This nigga done went and took her out, got the skins and shit, and all this other shit. And another one of my homies had got it. And I'm like, well, I got the weight. Shit. I'm tight, man. Shit.
Come on, man. I can't let you get away with that game.
Yo, but these days.
That was not revenge. You just fucking crazy.
Nah, success is the best revenge these days. That's the first mix CD that you on.
Right.
That's what it is these days. But back then, like, I'm a cold motherfucker, man. So, you know, back then,
I'm
that shit fell down like that.
The chick really didn't do anything to you, man.
Man, you can say that all you want to, man. Like, if you put yourself in my shoes, I'm just saying, if you put yourself in my shoes.
I had a lot of women who didn't give me some pussy that I wanted, dog. And if they finally did, and if they did finally do give me the pussy, then I'm going to fucking rub Icy Hot on their asshole after they finally give me the pussy. That's insane. That's
all
crazy.
Around that area, nigga. Shit, I put that shit all over that shit. But, you know, different strokes are, I guess, better than throwing hot grits on a motherfucker.
She didn't do anything to you. It doesn't matter what you do. Nothing you
did.
Yeah,
she did. That shit was mental cruelty.
Oh, my. That was what?
Mental cruelty.
Oh, my. Okay. She's
fucking with my mentals, man.
Okay, next question, because now people are raising their hand. I'm pretty sure they want to go in on you for that. Have you ever had someone take revenge out? Have you ever had someone take revenge out on you?
Let me see. Yeah, I definitely did. Like, I remember one good time and shit. I was out in Philadelphia. And it was a shorty. I used to have my stash and all that shit, like all my burners and shit, and just extra shit that I ain't want around where I was rocking at. I used to hold it down at her crib. And one day she got like fired up and shit, and brought all that shit around there and made a big ass spectacle, man. And the police came.
Why did she do that? Why did she revenge? Revenge?
I'm not getting into too much detail and shit, because I don't, like I said, I don't want to incriminate my shit, but, like, I don't want to say who it was and shit like that, but they was a person that got some kind of bond to me and shit, you know what I mean, and they was just mad, like, why you ain't pick up your phone, this, that, and the third, oh, you doing this, and so they brought all that shit around there and was all banging all on the doors and shit, and the people that was in the apartment upstairs, that was like, because I had the whole building, they wouldn't open the door for her. And then finally I got the call, like, yo, come around. So I come in through the front of the store and go in the back and answer the door for her. And she there with all this shit, dog. Like, I'm talking about some federal time.
And this act of revenge, she did all this because you didn't answer your phone.
Oh, because I answered my phone. She thought I was in there with some shorties and shit. But it was like my little worker bees up in there having their little party and shit.
So was that justified? Was that worth it to you? Do you felt like you deserved that she come around doing all that?
Hell no. That's why I was like, she got her little revenge.
Well,
maybe
that's revenge for you putting Icy Hot on a girl's asshole just because she didn't want to give you no pussy. I'm just saying.
Nah, fuck that. That shit wasn't no revenge. Ain't no revenge, man. Shit.
All right. So, do you feel like revenge is ever really justified? Should people just let shit go? Do you think that revenge is ultimately childish?
No. I mean, it depends on your character, man. Like me, I fucks with it sometimes. Like, I will get revenge. So, I can't knock it too hard and shit. Like, it depends on the situation.
Well, listen, man. Just because you do it don't necessarily mean it's not childish. You can get if you got to keep it 100 now, ultimately.
No, I am keeping it 100. I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to knock it. I'm not going to say it's not childish either and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, it depends on what's going on and who the victim is.
Okay. All right. So it depends on the circumstance with you whether or not it's childish, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If you could take revenge out on someone right now for something that they did that you never did get a chance to get them back for, who would it be and why? Or why? What happened? Why would you want to take revenge out on them? And, you know, what would you do?
I don't even rock like that no more. Like, I would just, you know what I mean? I overdo the doer, man. Like, success is the best revenge at the end of the day right now. That's it, man. Like, so if somebody did something or ain't fuck with me or send me to the wolves, all I can do is to pass their ass right now in this time of day.
All right, that's a good answer. I like it. I'll take that answer. Last one. Who's more vengeful, men or women?
I would have to say a man.
Really?
I know the saying is for the ladies, but I would have to say a man.
Why you say that? I disagree. Why you say that? Why you say men?
I say men because, like, a nigga do some heartless shit without even thinking. You understand what I'm saying? Like, a woman, she'd do something where you look in the mirror and gotta think about that shit. Like, damn, the bitch cut my face or burned me or whatever she did to you. You're gonna live to tell that story. But when a nigga gets some revenge, I don't think you come back off that shit.
Depends on what it is that you did to them. A woman,
I mean,
because
a man is a destroyer. He's going to destroy some shit. When he's scorned or his shit is fucked up, he's going to destroy everything around that shit.
Shit, women too.
Women
love to fuck with your financial. Women love
women
to
get
fuck
the source.
With your financial.
That's the thing. They get the source. They get what's yours. They get what's yours. A woman, she be like, I'm going to fix that motherfucker. A nigga, he'll fuck your sister up, your brother, everybody that was involved or around or last. Because it'll be his ego fucking with him.
I guess you could say you're right about that, but I still think women are more vengeful. I think women enact revenge out more, and as opposed to what they do back to you for what was done, I think they always overdo it. They that's why the fucking song "Bust the Windows Out Your Car" is so hot. That's why women love that fucking song. That's why that song is a hit. Cause bitches do stupid shit like that. They take it to the extreme. Just cause you didn't answer your phone, they come around here banging all on the door with all your motherfucking work and pistols and shit. Now, you're not helping my argument by putting Icy Hot on the bitch asshole for not eating no pussy game. You're really not helping my argument. But besides that story, for the most part, I feel like women enact revenge out more severely and go overboard with it than men do. They go the extra mile when they want to get back more than men do, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but to get that person, like a woman is, she's not going to fuck like a dude. He'll come to your mom crib, he'll come to the girl mom crib, snatch her ass out, beat the brother up, all kind of shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, anybody standing his way of fucking with that source, he gonna take it up out of here. The other boyfriend, the new nigga that ain't got nothing to do with it or nothing. The woman is gonna get your ass. You watch Cheaters, the dude, he wanna fuck the dude up, he wanna fuck security niggas up. The woman, she just wanna get the guy. And that's it. Her main source is that guy.
Okay. I guess you could say men, maybe men may go hard in the paint more, but women enact revenge more frequently. Can I get that? I think that, come on.
Yeah, I could agree with you a little bit on that joint with women getting them at, because both parties is guilty of doing that shit frequently, dog. Like the shit I've been seeing, niggas torching cribs, killing everybody at the birthday party and shit because they want revenge or motherfucker said he couldn't see the kids and shit, so he want to take out everybody. Woman, she just going to get your ass. Like, when you fuck up, she going to make sure your ass is cooking, not everybody else.
Right. I see what you're saying. I see your point. All right. Tell them how to get to the Game Hunter show real quick so they can check out the Game Hunter DV show. Then I'm going to go to the next caller. I'll leave your mic open, too, though, homie, if you want to stay on the line and mute your background for me.
Nah, you can mute me because my son ain't having a party and shit.
Oh, okay. All right.
I ain't even doing no advertisement and shit. Just Game Hunter films are on everything for right now.
All right. Well, stay on the line, homie, all right?
All right.
Chris, what's happening, homie?
What's up,
man? What up, homie? I see Ruby. I see Twinkle. Shay hitting number one again. Wait a minute. Is that Jenna? She hasn't hit the number one yet. If Jenna hits the number one, I'm going to go to Jenna's mic mid-conversation to see if she's getting her head banged in. Because she said she was going to let K100 listen in tonight to her getting screwed. What's wrong with her? But we'll be much obliged. Episode 148. Best Served Cold. Revenge is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show, K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz. I got my homie Chris on the line. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Make sure you hit the number one on your keypad so I can come to your phone lines. All right? So, Chris, what's up, homie?
What's up? What's going on, my dog?
Man, chilling, man. Thanks for calling the show. You dig? Have you ever took an act of revenge out on someone? And if so, what was it and why?
Man, I do the revenge thing, homie.
I do it, man.
You fuck me, I gotta get you back.
Give me an example. Give me an example of an act of revenge that you did, and why did you do it? What did they do to you?
All right, like I do a G-rated 140. Right?
Okay. Well, you don't have to. It's 100. You don't have to, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, I do. Hey, I do.
All right.
Right. I did, like, nigga at work and shit, want to try you up. All right, I got you, homie. I fuck your shit up. You fuck my shit up, I fuck your shit up.
Uh-huh.
Like, all right, let's say, motherfucker, the other day, nigga called me to office on that humbug bullshit, right? Remember I told you about that story on that massive motherfucker Monday one day?
Right.
About that cat. Well, here you go. Motherfucker got two laying out. I threw that bitch on top of a goddamn truck and let that motherfucker ride.
Damn. You threw his tools on top of a truck and let it ride?
Yep.
Damn. So now he ain't got no tools to work with?
Hey, go buy you another one, nigga. Waste my time, I'll waste some of yours.
Wow.
Hey, I got some stuff K100 is taped and recorded that you can't even know, but if you ever sit down and have a conversation with Swole, he'll tell you they don't know who they fucking with.
So you really are a vengeful motherfucker. Let me ask you this. Is revenge, should you just let shit go? Is revenge ultimately childish, really?
Yeah, ultimately, man. You know what I'm saying? It just depends, man. Really, it depends on the situation and what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could have thought that would have been a little childish, but, hey, it made me feel better, so what the fuck?
So you and everybody says it makes them feel better. Everybody says revenge makes them feel better. Like some people feel like, man, you know, it kind of felt like busting a nut. It felt so good. Why do you think revenge feels so good, man? What the fuck is wrong with people? Why does revenge feel good? Why does doing something bad to somebody feel good?
Because I think it helps when you feel somebody hurt you, it feels good to hurt them back. Some people, it don't take a lot of hurt to be vengeful. You know what I'm saying? Some people, it take a lot.
Have you ever had someone take an act of revenge out on you that you know of?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, sometimes it be some real petty shit, right? Me and my old lady, we got to arguing one time. Right? And she kept talking about, she thought this girl, one of my neighbor's daughters had the hot.
Uh-huh.
You know, I fix cars and shit, so she always over there with the car problem. That's the most, like, but I was like, give me some plumb. I'm going to do whatever I want to fix. I went ahead and fixed that problem. My old lady flat all four of my tires.
Wow. That's what I'm saying. See, you fucking women, because some chick, some little young girl, why would you, this is what I'm saying about women. Well, first of all, Chris, who's more vengeful, men or women?
The women seem to hit it where it hurts. A nigga can really fuck your shit up, depending on what it is you do. But a female, most of their revenge is on some emotional shit.
Flattening your tires is not emotional. Flattening your tires is fucking you up.
Yeah, it's fucking. But see, that's the easiest thing to do. You know what I'm saying? That's just, hey, I'm married to a real live one, dog. She live.
Uh-huh.
She live and uncut. So that ain't really revenge to me. That's just her getting pissed off.
Okay, that's what you want to call it. Flatten somebody's fucking tires. Flattening your tires, dog, because the girl next door had her teeth out. Shit. I mean, come on, man. Come on. That's overdoing it. Way past overdoing it.
Yeah, exactly. They overdo it. That's exactly right. They overdo it. And the
women always fucking overdo their revenge. You feel what I'm saying? They never just get revenge back, and it's like kind of same on the same level as what the fuck you did to them. Oh, no. Oh, fucking
no,
no. No, they got to go above, beyond, over and under the motherfucking bridge and just go all the way the fuck out.
Yep, punishment never fit the crime, dog.
Never does with women. Women always got to take the shit to the fucking extreme, dog. They never just want to fucking, you know, do some shit and then, you know, if and of course, like I said, the only time I tell women that, you know, because they love to get that revenge dick, you feel what I'm saying? They love to get, when they catch a nigga cheating, they go out and go fuck another nigga or whatever. You see what I'm saying? And that's cool. But then, you got some women that go out and fuck a nigga that you know, they know you can't stand just to make an extra little spice on it. A little nail in the coffin on a nigga. You feel what I'm saying? You know, I know you can't stand this nigga, so you go get that nigga some pussy. Or one of my homeboys some pussy or some shit like that, a nigga I know, I work with or some shit. You feel what I'm saying?
I got another one for you back in the day. Uh-huh. It's really ultimately what made me end up meeting the woman I got married to. Like, I was kicking it with this nigga in high school.
Uh-huh.
Right, but the nigga, he had this little bad ball somebody thought looked good was in another school and shit, right? So I was in there trying to holler at another ball he was trying to holler at. So the nigga kept throwing salt in my game, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. All right, you gonna waste your time trying to fuck with who I'm gonna fuck with? I'm gonna fuck your bitch.
Uh huh.
And I married
him. No, actually, I meant to hit that one. Come on, man. Come on. So that's how you got married? You got married off some revenge pussy?
Nah, it wasn't revenge pussy.
Nah, it was revenge pussy. You said that your homeboy, you only fuck with her because your homeboy was trying to fuck with a chick you were talking about.
It wasn't my homeboy. It was just a nigga I went to school with.
Okay, a nigga.
Sassy, man.
And so that's how you ended up getting, so you ended up marrying the same chick?
You know, after a long time has passed, you know what I'm saying? But that's what ultimately sparked everything.
I
met her before, but when I found out that it was his girl,
uh-huh,
it made me go at her even harder.
Of course it did, Chris, because you were a vengeful, evil motherfucker. Do you ever
call
feel
it
like?
How you
do you ever? I'm just saying, man. It's based on your stories. You are a vengeful motherfucker, Chris.
Hey, I got worse.
Everybody who calls this show, I haven't had one person say, you know, the quote unquote good thing. Now, revenge, man, that shit ain't even worth it, man. You know, you should just let bygones. No one said that yet. Everybody so far that's called in tonight has said, I'm going to fucking get a motherfucker back. And that's how people are. It's just like with my other episode, Our Brother's Keeper. No, we're not. So, Chris, do you ever feel like revenge is ever really justified? Do you think that revenge is fucking a tad bit childish? Really?
Like I said, it can be. It can be. But, hey, make me feel better. So, I guess I'm just a big kid.
All right, so is revenge a dish best served cold? When you do get a motherfucker back, wait a minute. Do you wait a little minute?
On a lot of the serious shit that I ain't going to talk about, yeah, I wait a while.
Yeah?
Go get ready for bed, baby.
All right, man. I don't know. I wait a while,
nigga. I make you think that everything cool and it ain't. You know what I'm saying? Come back and get
revenge, man. All right, Chris, stay on the line, man. Let me go to the rest of these callers, man. Y'all people, man. Y'all, what the fuck, man? Why? Hold on, Chris.
It's simple, man. You do wrong to people. People need to do wrong back to you. So you don't do wrong to them again.
Turn the other cheek, homie. Shouldn't we be grown ups now? Should we be 31 about this shit? And just be like, you know what? I'm gonna let you have it. God to deal with you. You hear people say shit like that.
God
to
deal with. All right, so PK, here goes a situation.
I'm just saying.
Let's say a nigga you know, right?
Uh-huh.
Motherfucking goddamn, see the goddamn Tahoe outside.
Uh-huh.
Think, man, I'm tired of this nigga blizzing, flexing on me or doing whatever. You might think everything cool, but he got a grudge against you, and this is his source of revenge, right? So he gonna get your shit, fuck your shit up. And you find out it's him. What is you going to do? You going to seek revenge.
Well,
you seek revenge
I'm at the bottom of the evolutionary toll. My name is Blizzum. I do a lot of goddamn fucking crazy wild shit. So I can't be used as a moral compass at all. I'm not the guy for that. Okay? I'm fucked up like that. I do all kind of fuck shit. But I can admit that. But I'm just saying, people in general, come on, people. Don't look to me. I'm the radio host here. I'm the fuck up. That's my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm off the chain. over this motherfucker. Really, literally. But still, I mean, I can admit and say that it's wrong that I'm like that. I mean, you know.
Okay, I'm wrong. I tell you I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just a big
okay.
kid. But hey.
No, man, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm trying to get people to say. I know that I'm wrong with a lot of the shit that I do. You feel what I'm saying? I know I'm fucking wrong and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think that even though I am a vengeful motherfucker, and I'm going to get me a bitch back. Trust me. But I don't think
that's how I feel.
You know what I'm saying? But it's still not right.
I'm coming for you sooner or later.
It's still not right. Yeah, it's still not right, though, man. It's still not right. That's all I'm saying. All right, man.
I'm calculated with it.
Did you have you and you wifed her up? Do that nigga know y'all married? Is he sick about it? Just curious.
Yeah. You know what? Being that it was so long ago, he probably, I'll tell you exactly how it really went. When he found out that I had fucked this bitch, he was like, yo, I can't believe you did this. This is what she was telling me. I can't believe you messed with him. That's a bad dude, man. He's really bad dude. I'm like,
Revenge is dish best served cold. Stay online, homie, all right?
Yo.
All right. Key's up next, then Twinkle. Then I see 267, then I see Michigan Girl. Key, what's happening, babe? Key? Okay.
Hello?
Why did you come back to you? I can't hear.
You said what?
Why did you come back to you? What was that?
Oh, I'm not. I unplugged my earpiece because I think that's why you can't hear me. Other than all this damn noise in here.
Oh, okay. So, well, I got you on the line now. I can pretty much hear you a little bit. You got some background, but we'll deal with it. Episode 148, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. King, what do you feel about revenge? Have you ever taken an act of revenge out on someone? And if so, what was it and why did you do it?
I know this is going to sound crazy, especially coming from me, but I've never taken revenge out on anybody.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
My whole thing about revenge is that I'm not gonna even give that person the satisfaction of letting them know that they can get to me like that. So all that motherfucker, you'll be thinking that I'm gonna do something and I'll never do it, and you just be waiting like I know she's gonna do something. So you just be fucking paranoid, like I know her ass gonna do something and I'll never do it.
You've never taken revenge out on somebody ever. Not even a small act of revenge. You ain't never had nobody following you on the highway, trailing you real close, and then you got over in the other lane so they couldn't get over?
I don't do shit like that. That's fucking retarded.
So you don't, I mean, nothing, no small act of revenge.
You know it pissed me off when somebody do it to me. You know it pissed me off when somebody do that shit to me, but that's like, whatever. Fuck
so up. You know, I look, of course I, just on GP, I gotta kill you.
It's okay.
You might be telling the truth, but I find it hard to believe. You know what I'm saying? I do. I mean,
that's what I always get people too. They like just know I'm the type of person don't get their ass fed.
It ain't
they
even about no. It's not you being the type of person. I feel like everybody is that type of person. I feel like every fucking
but
body
why,
has done.
Why?
Because it's human nature. Just no more. Just like my other episode when I said we are not our brother's people, and motherfuckers try to get on this motherfucking phone line and make themselves to be our humanitarians, and I murk all their ass. So the fuck you ain't.
It's just that I feel like whatever you do or you try to do to me, it's gonna come back on your ass. So I ain't even. I let life handle people. You know what I'm saying? That ain't even my job to do because I might be the one to just get super out of hand with some shit. So I'm just not gonna even. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one that'll go way, way overboard. So I don't need to give you that satisfaction.
Has anybody ever taken revenge out on you that you know of? Did something to you out of revenge, out of spite?
My ex-husband's ex-girlfriend used to do little shit all the time.
Like when
me and him broke up, we had broke up for like a year before we got engaged, and she was like, she'll always make it a point to be like, yeah, you know, if I'm in the room or whatever, like, yeah, we went out the other night and we called a movie and blah, 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 just talking all kind of shit. I was like, whatever, bitch. For real. You know what I'm saying? Because in my mind, I'm like, this is the mere fact that you feel like you got to say all that, like you got a leg up on me when I really know what the situation is. That nigga be begging to call, trying to be back with me. You, just me knowing that is like, yeah, keep on talking shit.
So at the end of the day, you did take revenge out on her by marrying him, right?
No, that was not revenge. That was not revenge.
Ah.
That wasn't revenge, no.
It wasn't revenge, really? A little bit?
No.
You didn't get a little self-gratification out of doing it? None?
I got a little self-gratification, but I didn't do that just to get back at her ass.
Okay. All right. All right. I feel what you're saying. Who does that anyway? Who does that? Do you feel like revenge is ever justified? Do you think revenge is childish?
Yeah, I think it's justified. I don't think it's necessarily childish. I might not do it, but hell, some people, they get whatever you get. And if you're dealing with that type of person that's going to get back at your ass, oh, well.
So you don't think it's childish?
No, I'm like, shit, to each his own. Whatever makes you feel better, shit.
Now, let me ask you this. Who's more vengeful, men or women?
Women. Women just quicker. We quicker with it.
I thought I was gonna have to argue with you, but I see now you're keeping it.
Women are quicker with it. Like, we easier to want to take some revenge out on somebody. Men,
don't y'all
they'll
overdo
it. Yeah,
don't y'all
we'll
overdo it?
Yeah, we do.
All right. Oh, okay. Hey, as long as you can admit to that, I might believe the. I might believe what you might not say. If you can just readily admit the absolute truth of the matter is, women are more vengeful and y'all go overboard.
We quicker to do it. Like, men, y'all will do it, but it take a little more to get y'all to do it. With us, it can be some little shit. Be some little bit old shit. You like, you trying to get back at me for that, nigga? You know, it be that type of thing.
I know. You're right about that. I agree wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly. I agree. And we got the women on the line. They're keeping it 100, everybody. They're keeping it 100. Women, y'all know y'all some vengeful motherfuckers. Please don't call us to the show. Please don't make me come to your fucking phone line and have to murk your ass today and try and talk me down and make me believe that y'all motherfuckers act vengeful and y'all don't overdo it. And everybody know y'all do. Even y'all know y'all do. It's part of y'all. Y'all emotional. It's because y'all emotional. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all
maybe,
so emotional.
You know what? That might be another reason why I'm not, because I'm not as emotional as some females. So, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, fuck it, nigga. You know, it's whatever. So life's going to get your ass back. I ain't even finna dignify you with all the bullshit. I'm not going to dignify you. You're not going to know what you're getting to me like that. And 9 times out of 10, it really don't get to me. I'll just be like, fuck it, then.
All right. Hey, I wish I could be that way, but I got to get a motherfucker back. I'm sorry. I got
to
get you back.
Unless it comes to fighting. Unless it comes to, like, some fighting or something. Like, you hit me with something, y'all, bitch. If you hit me with something, somebody done drug me off and I can't get back to your ass. Yeah, I'm finna tap that ass. I'm going to get that ass back. But if it's just other shit, no.
Oh. All right, I can understand that. Well, fighting, that don't count. If a motherfucker do some shit to you and it's fighting, you know, I'm not even trying to put fighting into the equation because everybody's going to get some get back in the fight. That's not the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not even, I don't want to put that there. When it comes to fighting, I'm just going to assume that, nigga, if you don't, then you a bitch. That's how I'm calling it. You feel what I'm saying? If you don't get some get back, then you a bitch. Period.
Yeah.
Point blank. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not even going to put fighting into the equation. I'm talking about regular shit, cheating and shit like that. You ain't never got no revenge dick either, or ever, or nothing?
Huh? I never caught nobody cheating on me.
Oh, that's right. All right, that's right. You're that woman. You're that chick. I forgot.
I'm just saying.
All right, hey. Oh no, I'm not arguing with you. That's right. You know, you've got the. You know, you're so great. A man ain't never cheated on
that's
you.
That's not. No, I never caught anybody cheating.
Okay.
Never caught him. Not saying it ain't never happened. I just said never caught him.
All right. Okay. All right. Stay on the line, will you please?
All right.
All right. Episode 148, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. I got Twinkle up next. Then I got 267 on deck. All right. Then I see Michigan Girl on deck. And I got a lot of other calls on the phone lines. You guys hang around and rock with me. You feel what I'm saying? Make sure you hit the number one, though. If you want to come to your line. I seen Ruby was on the line, but then she took her hand off the number one, so she might be busy. Ruby, I'll jump to you if you hit the number one again and let me know that you're ready to talk. You feel what I'm saying? But, you know, maybe you're doing something right now. But I see you scoot down all the way down here, and I'll bring you back up if you hit the number one. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 148. Next up, Twink. What's going on, babe?
Ew.
Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, my bad. Episode 148, Best Served Cold. You dig? Twink, have you ever took an act of revenge out on someone? And if so, what was it and why?
I'm about to prove your point.
Go ahead, because I'm pretty sure you overdid it. I'm almost willing to bet, but go ahead.
I did.
I know you did, because you're a woman. All y'all overdo it, but go ahead.
Oh, shut up, Blizzum. But I was at a party with this guy I was dating at the time. He was throwing a house party, and he decided to take it upon himself to take some girl upstairs and sex with her while I was there.
Wow. Was it a swingers party? Was it a key party, or what the fuck?
No, it was, you know what I mean, his cousin had just got, you know, his song just got on the radio, and he just went on tour and whatnot, so he was having a little party for his cousin. Because his cousin was, well, I ain't going to tell you, because, you know what I mean, but, yeah. And so I knew there was some people, you know what I mean, up the street from his crib that was trying to get into his house and rob the nigga.
Uh-huh.
So I took it upon myself to make sure the front door was open, and I sat on the steps and watched them walk out with everything he owns, except for the radio. They kept the radio on because I was like, he having a party, he upstairs, so leave the radio on so that he don't come down trying to figure out why the music stopped. And then they took the rims off his car and left the car on cinder blocks.
And you sat there and watched the whole thing?
I watched the whole thing, smoked a cigarette in the house and everything, and watched.
So let me get this straight. Before I murk your motherfucking ass on the show, you let them, was this the same house that he was in?
Yeah, it was his house.
So y'all are in this house,
yeah,
and he takes a chick upstairs to fuck her, some
yeah,
kind of way. Now, your story is almost fucking unbelievable, and I'm cocked and loaded ready for you right about now. Because what the fuck was everybody else at the party doing while everybody walked into the motherfucking house stealing shit? Where was everybody else?
Well, there was a guy that took one girl upstairs. It wasn't a lot of people at this party to begin with. So when him and the girl went upstairs, another dude went upstairs, then another girl was in the basement with somebody else. And I was like, oh, all right, I see how everything's about to go down. And then I went upstairs because I was like, I know this dude is not doing what I think he's doing. And I got up to the top of the stairs, and I heard the girl, and I was like, oh, word? See, I mean,
is he your boyfriend?
He was.
Really? Or was it just all in your brain?
No, it wasn't all in my brain.
It wasn't one of the situations where you really thought you was with a nigga and you really wasn't, and you just ended up looking crazy?
No.
Because who does that? Who does this story? Who does this? I'm finding it hard to believe, Twin.
He introduced me to his people as his girl. So I went downstairs and I was like, you know what I mean?
His girl or his girl? Like, hey, this is my girl, such and such. Or is it, yo, this is my girl, this is my woman. Which kind of girl? Were you sure?
I was sure because he made sure there wasn't nobody else talking to me. I was his girlfriend. You know what I mean? We were together for a good 6-7 months before this happened.
This guy had the balls to just take another bitch up while his girlfriend is downstairs and fuck her. This is what you want me to believe, Twin.
I lie to you not.
I don't know whether to kill you or him for doing it or you for even being with a nigga, but somebody's got to die. That's for all you motherfuckers involved. So you sat there and let a motherfucker. Hold on. You sat there and you let somebody rob him while he's in the house. That was utterly retarded because anything could have happened. He could have just got done busting a nut and came downstairs and seen everything and then got into a shootout and then killed you because you let him do it. I don't know. This story is almost to the point of unbelievable, but I'm going to rock with it. And so, do you think you overdid it? Do you think you overdid it?
I'm pretty sure I did because
I'm almost positive you overdid it.
It was uncalled for. I'm not gonna lie, it was uncalled for. Like I was sitting here just now trying.
Let me ask you this question, Twink. Where were these guys posted at? Did you have to call these guys over and come over and let them come over? Were they around? Were they close by? Were they just happen to be in the hood? I mean, were they happen to be 5 minutes away when you know you decided that? And did you call them and say, "Come over here and get this nigga shit"? And how did you know nobody was gonna walk upstairs or walk from the basement? How did you? Really? They had time to take everything out of the house and the rims and shit, and nobody said nothing.
Oh no, the rooms was a different day, but you know what I mean, I made sure that got taken care of too. The rooms didn't do that day, but I made sure that got taken care of. But it was some dudes that had some problems with him, and he had kicked them out the party, and they was like, "Oh, we got you."
So let me ask you. So okay, now we're getting to ludicrously unbelievable. These guys were at the party.
Yeah, they was at his party.
Oh, now you want me to believe that these guys were at the party, Twink.
Hold on.
And nobody knew it was.
Hold on. They got they came by. It was just because, I mean, everybody knew he was at the party. I don't know. I'm pretty sure they weren't invited because they was trying to get in the party. And he was like, "Nah, you can't come in." You know what I mean? They had some words. And dude was like, "All right, whatever, yo, I got you." And another dude, you know what I mean, went down the street to one of the guy's house. And
so You let him in the house and let him steal everything. So when the guy comes downstairs, Twink, I got to hurry up. The guy comes downstairs, see all this shit going. What happened?
I don't know, because I left when they left. I wasn't about to stay and have to answer questions.
So the next day when he talked to you about what happened?
He hit me. He was like, baby, I don't know what happened. I got robbed last night. I was like, damn, you got robbed? He was like, yeah. I said, how somebody rob you at your party? I left, a little bit after you went upstairs. He was like, man, I don't know. I went upstairs for like 30 seconds. I came downstairs and all my shit was gone.
Uh-huh.
And then about 2 weeks later when he hit me and was like, somebody stole the rims off the top. I was like, you sure it wasn't that girl that you was sleeping with at your party? And he was like, yeah. All right, nigga. So now you know what happened.
That's just for the whole story, and that's just for your ass. I don't know. I'm at a loss for words. What say you, K100? I don't know about Twinkle. I don't know what's going on. Twinkle, I don't know. Next question, Twinkle. Have you ever had someone take revenge out on you? I don't. You did? What happened?
I have.
Are you going to tell me an unbelievable story again, Twinkle?
No,
what happened?
I'm
going
to tell you an unbelievable story.
What happened?
This girl I used to hang out with, me and her, we used to be real cool and whatnot. She ended up speaking with a guy I was dating. They had went up to, he was going to Dell State, and she went up to Delaware and slept with him because she thought that I had slept with the dude she was dating, which was completely untrue. But, yeah.
Maybe.
It wasn't true. I didn't
sleep with him. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't sleep with him, but right. She had called me while she was doing it.
She called you while she was doing it?
Yeah, she called me and she was like, what's up? And I'm like, that's what she goes, oh, I'm in Delaware. And I was like, oh, where? You know what I mean? Because I figured she was visiting family. She had family in Delaware. And she was like, you know what I mean? I'm here with your boy. You know what I mean? We hanging out. I'm like, all right. And then she goes, yeah, he about to bang it out. That's what you get for dating for fucking my man. Did. And I'm like, oh, where? All right, that's what's up. You know what I mean?
And so she left the speaker on while she fucked him?
I didn't stay on the phone, but you
did?
No. Why would I stay on the phone and listen to that? That's just...
Were your feelings hurt? I mean, you did fuck her. Were your feelings hurt? Were you hurt?
It wasn't even that I was hurt. I was more upset that it happened, you know what I mean, that way. I'm like, she could have talked to me about it. She could have came to me and be like, yo,
I heard... You talked to her before you did what you did?
I didn't do anything. That's the thing. She thought I did it.
You didn't really do it. You didn't really do it. Why would she think you did it, Twink? Why would she think you did it? Why would she think that happened? What happened?
I don't know why she would think I really did it, but I didn't. I trust me. I didn't want her to. Like, her dude was like 5 feet, 2 inches tall, 300 some odd pounds. I don't want
to. So were you mad at her or the guy? Who's fault?
I was mad at her because I don't, you know what I mean? In all seriousness, I've grown to not believe that a man is going to be faithful. If he want to leave, he's going to leave. But my homegirl is not supposed to be the bitch that he decided he want to leave for. She know better.
So you don't feel like that was justified, but you don't feel like that was justified because you didn't fuck the person, and you don't feel like it was justified what you did, letting somebody come in there and rob a guy just because he fucked another chick while you happened to be there, which is extreme. And if it did really happen, I can understand your pain, but really, what you did, was it justified? Yes or no?
What I did wasn't justified. It was extremely uncalled for.
Okay. As long as you can admit to that part of the story. Do you think men or women are more vengeful?
I think women is more emotional, so we're going to hit you a little harder, but you know we're going to do it a little smarter and make sure that it really, really hurts you. But
uh-huh.
I think men want to get revenge a lot more than women do.
Okay. All right. Last question. I'm going to the next caller. If you could take revenge out on someone for something that they did in the past, right now, what would it be and why do they deserve it? If you never took revenge out on
them. I wouldn't take revenge out on anybody because, in all seriousness, if they did, I probably 9 times out of 10 did some fuck shit to deserve it.
Yeah. So if that guy comes and finds you and just punches you in the face for getting all this shit stole.
Yeah!
Well, I mean, it's tick for tack at this point. He fucked the bitch. You let niggas rob him. He punched you in the face.
No.
Are we even?
No. We're not even. We're not even. That's not justified.
You let somebody fucking rob him. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I didn't know. What was I supposed to do? I'm supposed to stop these people from taking the TV?
Ain't supposed to call him over there and let him come in the house. Y'all, come on, stop playing. What are you talking about? I'm going to the next caller because you're going to try and justify what you did in some kind of morbid way, and I'm not going to let it go down. If you would have beat your ass, I would have been like, well, yeah, she deserved to get her ass whooped because she let him come rob this nigga. And I'm not an advocate of beating chicks up, but sometimes some of you motherfuckers need your ass whooped. It's that fucking simple, people. It's that fucking simple. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Next caller up, 267. What's poppin'?
Hi.
What's going on? Is this Samantha?
No.
What's happening, Samantha? Thanks for calling the show. Michigan girl, you up next. Twinkle just told me an unbelievable story. I'm deciding whether or not I still believe it or not, but if it is, again, there's another example of a woman going overboard, letting somebody come in and rob a nigga and take all this shit out of the house. I mean, just because he went upstairs and got some pussy, I mean, you could have went upstairs and either joined in, motherfucker, or went into the next room and fucked his partner downstairs in the basement with the other bitch and had a threesome. There's a lot of other things you could have done besides letting motherfuckers rob him, Twink. That's all I'm saying. So, Samantha, episode 148. Turn your radio down in the background. Have you ever took an act of revenge out on someone? And if so, what was it and why?
Yeah, I did a lot of stuff.
Of course, because you're a female. Unless you're like Key, then you don't just do it because you're not emotional, because you got a lot of nigga in you. But just in case you are the average woman, right, and you're not like her, you're going to do some revenge because you got a pussy and he bleeds once a month, and that's what the fuck y'all do. So, what did you do, Samantha?
I did a lot of stuff. It was like little stuff. It wasn't nothing big. It was maybe something like if my boyfriend didn't want to spend time with me, if he wanted to stay in the studio or something or whatever, I would like just go out on a date with another guy. Something like that. Something little or something like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're the classic revenge dick type. You're the classic revenge date type of chick, which is just totally fucking ludicrous. You feel what I'm saying? I mean... There's no need, no call. Let me send a special barrage of bullets for your ass. Because I know you just fucking said that the man was at the studio working. Kill you. One more time. I don't want to hear shit. Samantha. Have you ever heard my song, You Don't Come Around No More? Have you ever heard my song, You Don't Come Around No More?
No.
Posted
it
on your wall.
Let me tell you something. I have to tell you this first.
What do you got to tell me?
It was like a month straight. In the studio,
and?
I would have...
It takes a lot of fucking work to record a record.
I know.
It don't take one day. It takes months.
Oh, my goodness. Just wait a second. It was
what?
Every day I was there, he would make me come there and sit with him. And I had no problem with that, but I always say, okay... at least one day can we go out and do something? And he always used to lie and say, yeah, we're going to do it, we're going to do it, and he never did. So then that's when I just went out with another guy or whatever. He wanted to get all mad and stuff like that. But, like, he wouldn't do it, so.
Are you still trying to look for some sympathy over here?
Yes.
For your motherfucking ass, Samantha. Because you're not getting none over here at K100. Are you trying to talk to an artist? And trying to justify that fuck shit?
Yeah.
Really? Really? I'm just asking.
But I was so supportive. I just went out. It wasn't like I was cheating or nothing. I just went to dinner with another person, another guy. He called it cheating, but I don't
know. That is cheating. What the fuck do you mean? See what I'm saying? Oh.
It wasn't cheating. It was just a friend. Somebody who picked me up at work, and he was like, "You home?" And I said, "Yeah."
I'm not even gonna do this with you. Next question. Yeah, because you just cheated. You just cheated because the man was at hard work working trying to get his, trying to get, but you'll be the first motherfucker with your hands out if you get a fucking deal. Whatever.
Well,
next question.
Not gonna make it like I'm no bad person because I support him. I was in the city with him every
no,
day.
No, you're not.
Because
he couldn't go and take you somewhere you want to go out with another nigga. You're not supporting him.
No, I just told you how it was. He picked me up from work and he said, "Are you hungry?" And I said, "Yeah." So we just went out. But I told him about it and he's gonna say, "Well, you cheated on me." Some dumb stuff.
Nah,
like
come on, man. Come on, you just went out. Come on, some man. You know. So you got revenge. First of all, if it was that innocent, then when I asked you the first question, that wouldn't have been an example that you brung up. So you knew the fuck you was wrong. That's why you brought it up, Samantha. That's why you brought it up.
I knew I was wrong. Listen, I knew I was wrong because he already told me that he don't want no other nigga or whatever doing his job and stuff like that. And he already told me not to do stuff like that. But I did. That's how I got revenge because he would always promise me and stuff like that. And then one day he's going to snap it because he's supposed to go to a movie. And he's going to snap on me or whatever like that. And I was like, okay. And I just was like, because before I was about to say no when he asked me. But then I thought about, like, we just had an argument the other day. So I was like, you know what? Yeah. So I did it.
Okay.
It's not like I did it.
Have you ever fucked someone else because your man got, because you got mad at your guy? Just cut to the chase.
Well,
I'm
going to
take that as a yes. So if it was no, you would have came right out with it, Samantha. You did it. What do you want me to do?
Why don't you let me explain myself? Guys,
you want to explain or what? Oh, this is one of those things where his dick just, he tripped and his dick fell in your pussy. Are you going to try to feed me this one? Go ahead and explain.
Okay, we just had an argument. And I said, I basically broke up and I said, I don't want to be with you no more. And then that same night, I just hooked up with somebody else. And then a couple of days later, we got back together. And then I told him, I didn't ever tell him. He always knew something happened. So it was like months later, he got it out of me or whatever. And then he said that was cheating. So I just wanted, it was like he was my first. So I wanted to try somebody else anyway. Whatever like that, just to see how I would feel with somebody else. Like, I was kind of mad.
Right. Next question, Samantha. Oh, by the way, when you hang up, immediately go to your wall. Have you ever had someone take revenge out on you?
Yeah, that my ex, the one, the studio guy, the rapper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know, we was doing it one night or whatever, and my phone, I had got a text message, and he had my message, and it was from some guy who I didn't even talk to anymore. He was just sending me, like, you know, random stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he said something like, I love you, something like that. So, he got mad or whatever like that, and he tried to break my phone or whatever like that. So, he basically just cheated on me. Because he thought that I was cheating on him. So he basically cheated on me, whatever. And I broke up with him and stuff, and I asked him, why did he do that? And he's going to say, because you had all them niggas' numbers in your phone and stuff like that. So that's my reason.
Well, you know, some niggas will get some revenge pussy. I cannot lie. Some of these niggas will get some revenge pussy. All right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say we don't do it either. You feel me? But, I don't know, Samantha. I don't know what to do with you. Do you feel like revenge? Do you feel like revenge is justified? Is it childish? Wasn't what y'all doing was childish as fuck? Just be honest. Wasn't it childish?
Is it childish?
Yes. Is revenge childish? Is shouldn't you just let things go?
Well, yeah, you should. But it's not. It's a lot of different levels of revenge. It's like something real serious, like. And somebody kill my man, I'm going to go kill his man, or something like that. Like, that's, like, petty and stuff. But this is, like, little things, like, if you're going stuff with your girlfriend or something, like, oh, she did this, so, you know, it all depends. Yeah, everything, you're right, it's childish. It's all childish.
All right. Okay. Who's more vengeful, men or women?
I'm going to say... Well, men can get crazy, I'll tell you that. But I would say me because I know how I be thinking. Like, I'm crazier, so I would say woman. Yeah.
Females are.
Yeah, because I can really get somebody.
At least you
really
said something
good.
Right tonight. At least you said something right.
Whatever.
Now, last question. If you could take revenge out on someone for something that they did in the past and you never did get them back for it, what would it be?
Actually, I'm still kind of is taking because it's kind of like a long story, but it does have to deal with my ex.
You and this nigga, is this the same nigga?
Huh?
Is this the same nigga?
Yeah. But I'm not taking revenge out on him. I'm more taking revenge out on his, like, girlfriend or whatever. It's basically, like, whenever he do come around, I'm still going to have sex on him. Because I don't like him.
you fucking... So let me get this straight, Samantha, and I'm pretty sure it's a lot of women on the line that's done this before, too, if they keep it 100. You're going to keep fucking your ex because you don't like the new bitch. So just anytime you can get this dick, you're going to go in and fuck him just because you just don't like that new bitch, just to say, yeah, I fucked that nigga anyway, bitch, ha-ha, and, right?
And because it's great. Like, he was my best. Like, he was the best sex man I ever had. So it's because it's awesome and because I want to get a new fresh skin. So, yep.
I don't know what to do with you. I don't know what to do with you, little mama. You sounding crazy. You sound a little bit crazy right now. I got to tell you that. You sound a little bit crazy.
I told you I could be crazy.
Yeah, all of you can. Stand by, okay? Stand by. Jeez. Michigan girl, you're up next. Hold on a second. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Please do not hang up the phone. Got a song I gotta play. Just one song real quick. I was supposed to play it last night for the artist and I didn't. I was supposed to play it last night for my brother's keeper episode and I didn't. And so I told him today, I was like, man, I forgot to play the song, but I got you today, so hit him on the line. I think they're on the line listening, you feel me? This is my little brother, you feel me? Him and his crew, my actual blood brother from my father, Cash, Drew Digger. Song they got called What If? This is Cash Family Business. I'm going to run this for this quick music break, and then I'm coming right back to Michigan Girl. I see Ruby Candy has also hit the number one. This is Cash Family Business, What If? And then I'm coming right back. K1G Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blitz. Stand by.
See it be the long way. See it be the strong way. Check it. Biggie died, Pac dead, and Aaliyah too. My left eye can't cry, sorry Ja Rule. This ain't about being fresh or cool, cause right now I would influence you to go to school. I'm trying to eat, wish my mama had that silver spoon, but she knew I was special even in the womb. I hope the ending don't end soon. Flow BB King, blues in tune. I'm trying to show you my dreams when I rap, cause what if I don't wake up after this nap? I want the world to remember me, and that ain't just the weed or the gin in me. Shit, let me go and pour my heart out. Bitch, I shine like the moon when it's dark out. And I know you saying who cares, and hating shit is so fruity, niggas true cares. And I pray you don't die slow. Me too, so hot, dro, keep my eyes low. Look to the sky like, Lord, I don't wanna go. Damn, this is one thing I wanna know. What if I die tonight? What if I die tonight? I'm like, would you miss me if I die tonight? Would you miss me if I die tonight? I'm like, what if I die tonight? What if I die tonight? Would you miss me if I die tonight? Would you miss me if I die tonight? I'm like, and I just gotta know the answer. Motherfuck AIDS, gunshots, and cancer. Yeah. And I know I ain't got a deal, but I need one like fries with a value meal. Damn, I done let my brain roam. I hope my mama's still strong whenever I'm gone. And I hope the CFB way still long. Fuck a home run, steal the bases in your home. Yeah, we all the same in a different way. Just different people living in the same day. Same clothes, same hoes, and the same name. Be you, and that's when everything changed. And I swear I can't stress it. My mama told me we are blessed to be a blessing. So rap is my profession, and there's no second guessing. That life's challenges is the lethalest weapon. What if I die tonight? What if I die tonight? I'm like, would you miss me if I die tonight? Would you miss me if I die tonight? I'm like,
What if I die tonight? What if I die tonight? Would you miss me if I die tonight? Would you miss me if I die tonight?
Would I be with the demons and angels? You know what they say. If you don't know for sure, then you better pray. Would I die from all that liquor in my liver? Cancer paper and them blacks on them flavor switches. Hate to say one day I'll go ghost like premonitions. That hot boy life leave you cold after a good minute. The greatest times turns to a waste of time when you DOA dating time. What if I die tonight? The accident Miss Yeah hit fade just right. What if these are my last words? Piss me off. What if this is my last nerve? And to my brothers, this the family side of cash, fam, biz. Dig a ride for mine, I'll ride for his. I die for his life and he die for this. If I swing on him, you swing. That's how it is.
What if I die tonight? What if I die tonight? I'm like, would you miss me if I die tonight? Would you miss me if I die tonight? I'm like, what if I die tonight? What if I die tonight? Would you miss me if I die tonight? Would you miss me if I die tonight?
K100 Internet Radio, you dig? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. That's my little brother, Drew Diggin, his homie Spade, Cash Family Business there, clicking the crew down there, ride my way out to 850. Little brother got some skills. K100 Internet Radio, hold on, let me get the background music back up. Here we go. All right, let's rock, episode 148, Michigan Girl. What
hey,
you do, babe?
What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show. Ruby Candy's on deck, too. Hold on a second. Ruby, I'm finna open your mic. So, Michigan Girl, episode 148. You know what we're talking about. We're talking about revenge. Have you heard some of the ludicrous shit? People sticking icy hot in people's ass. People doing random fucks because people throwing people tools on top of cars. You know, people letting people's dogs eat up their CD. It's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous, man. I don't. What is wrong with you people?
God.
But on to you. Have you ever took an act of revenge? On to you, yes, on to you. Have you ever took an act of revenge out on someone?
No.
Come on, man.
I'm serious. I don't do the revenge thing.
Never. Never went a revenge date. Never gotten a revenge dick. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, my ex, I found out he cheated on me. I was like, fuck it, I'm finna go fuck somebody. This nigga don't want me to do shit, trying to have me locked down in the house, and he out fucking. And it was a dude that was trying to holler at me, and I kept, no, I got a boyfriend. And I just couldn't do it because I didn't like dude like that. And I was like, why the fuck I'm going to sleep with him? And I don't even want to sleep with him. I was like, what good is that going to do? So I didn't even go through with it.
So no other revenge against another female, a bitch at work, anything?
No, I mean, I guess the best revenge is for at work and shit, make sure I do my job and your ass look dumb, but there's nothing I do. Specifically to get revenge, I mean, I just make sure my shit is tight and I know what I'm doing and I'm covered and then you look dumb. But I don't do anything specific or anything to say, oh, I'm going to get this bitch back. No.
Okay. All right.
I found in the situations that I've been in, if I let, whatever it is play out, they usually end up sorrier anyway and begging and crying and whatever else. I don't do anything and I just let it play out.
Okay. That's just in case you're lying. Next question.
I'm not lying.
That's just in case you're lying.
I'm going to keep it 100.
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying, just in case.
When I get killed, you done killed me. I'm K100. I think I'm offended.
I said, that's just in case you're lying.
Whatever. Anyway.
If you ain't lying, it's going to just ricochet off you. That's how I designed this book. Have you ever had someone take revenge out on you?
Not that I know of.
No?
No.
All right. If you did take revenge, I know you said you don't take revenge out or whatever, but is there someone that has done something to you that you would like to just really just because it's not in your nature, you don't do it, but you would like to take revenge out on them, even though you claim you ain't gonna do it?
Ooh, not claim.
Claim you ain't gonna do it.
Like I said, you know, when you let the cards fall, let the hand be played, they end up, you know, in a worse situation than me trying to think of some shit or concoct some shit to get back at them. So nope, I'm good.
Do you think some revenge, even though you've never perpetrated it yourself, do you think some revenge is justified, or is all forms of revenge just childish?
I mean, I can understand the emotional part of it, but to me, it's kind of childish. You're going tit for tat. Really, what is it like if your boyfriend sleep with somebody, so you go sleep with somebody else, and it wasn't really somebody you want to sleep with? What purpose did it serve? And what if the dick was bad? That's even worse. I mean, you done wasted your time, got pussy, you know, you done added some extra miles to the pussy for what? And then if you still gonna be with them, that's even worse. Kill yourself.
I'll do it for you. But still, what if it was somebody that you really wanted to fuck already, and the only reason you didn't fuck that nigga was because you had this boyfriend who you just found out cheated on you?
I mean, in that case, then I still ain't gonna say it's justified, but at least you know you probably got something out of it, but it's still not justified. My thing with that is, if somebody cheating on you, revenge ain't gonna do nothing. Just leave their ass alone and move on, and then go fuck the other dude, because 9 times out of 10, most of these people that's getting revenge, especially when they sleeping with somebody else, 9 times out of 10, they end up back with the person that they was trying to get revenge on, and what purpose did it serve?
Okay, I'll give you some props. A lot of times that does go down more often than not. Which is the most vengeful of the sexes, men or women?
Women.
Now we're talking. Why is that? Why do you think that? Why do you think that is the way it is?
I mean, because women, we're emotional, and sometimes we let our emotions get the best of us. I mean, I heard some stories from my friends from bleaching and cutting up everything. Every hour that the nigga ain't called, he's supposed to be home, you cutting up some shit and pouring bleach over shit till the next morning. He ain't got shit left in the closet to friends that basically damn poisoning the nigga, but not to kill him. But he ain't know what the hell was going on. She putting that in his soda that make you have to go to the bathroom. He think he damn dying, got diarrhea and shit, and she getting revenge because his ass, I'm fucking somebody. Why? Just leave. Why you gonna stay there and make him suffer? You know, the same friend was pouring some shit, some salt type shit in her dude food so his dick wouldn't get hard because he was out cheating. I'm like, for real, just leave. Let it go. Leave.
Wow. Just put some salt feet in this shit?
Yeah, that's what it was. I couldn't.
Wow.
When she was telling me, I was sitting here looking at her like, I've never heard of this shit. Are you serious? And she was like, oh, yeah, sprinkle a little bit in the foot. She was like, his dick couldn't get high. He walking around looking sick. Like, what the hell is wrong with me? I'm dying.
Wow. Dirty bitch. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, did you try to talk her out of it at least? Why would you do that?
You know what?
She heard that stuff. He can't fuck her either, so.
Well, she didn't want him to fuck her, and honestly.
So why
she didn't
leave?
That's what I said, but at the time, we weren't friends when she did this. She was just telling me the story, you know, afterwards. And I was just like, really? Why didn't you just leave? And she was just like, no, I wanted to get his ass back. And if you think about it, you know who it is. I'm not going to say on the radio, but you know who it is.
I know who it is.
You know who it is.
Oh, no.
But yeah, so.
I gotta talk to her. No, that's just not right. We gotta talk. I gotta talk to my people, man.
I'm gonna definitely say women are more vengeful, and women tend to, you know, they go way out. I mean, now, sometimes you will run into that crazy dude that's gonna choke everybody, kill up everybody for some revenge. But most times, women, they overdo it, right?
They overdo it.
Yeah, they gonna go in like what Twinkle was saying was true. That's some crazy shit, like for real.
And then Everybody say the nigga wrong because he beat her motherfucking ass for that shit if he find out it was her. They gonna blame the nigga. They gonna say, no, nigga, you shit here, man. Fuck that shit. Sometimes you motherfuckers need to get your ass whooped. Learn not to do no stupid shit like that no more. That's the worst part about it. When women do some crazy outlandish shit, then you punch their fucking asses in the mouth, then you the wrong motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe you shouldn't have did the shit for them to get revenge. I did not justify
you bleaching all my clothes, busting the windows out my car. If I fuck another bitch, won't you go get you some revenge dick and we even? That's even. All this financial loss I gotta take and all this extra shit.
Well, hey.
So then I could extra two and just whoop your fucking ass. And then we even, right? Nobody wants to say that. Right.
I ain't gonna go there with you.
I'm not gonna do it, but I'm just saying. People try to make.
People do it. People do it, and then it just escalates into something else. I know a chick. She poured purple paint on her dude's white car back when everybody was, had the old school cars. He had just got the fresh paint job, switches, rims. She took some bright ass purple neon paint and poured it all over that motherfucker. And he beat her ass down in the street like a nigga. Everybody was just standing around like, damn.
So, did anybody jump in to help?
I mean, shit, us girls weren't going to jump in because I told her ass don't do it. I was like, hey, you better not do that. But, she did it. And I wasn't finna fight no dude because me and her wasn't cool like that. I just knew her and I was like, you shouldn't do that shit. I was just in the neighborhood. Like, you shouldn't do that shit. And she did it anyway. And he came outside and caught her. He beat her like a nigga in the street, for real. And the dude, was just standing around looking. Of course, they wasn't going to stop him. Then somebody called the police, and it escalated into a whole nother thing. So.
Well, got what she deserved, as far as I'm concerned. Nick Carter! Right. Bitch, you fucking retarded. Stupid ass. All right, hang on, Michigan girl. Ruby Candy, what's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What it do? Thanks for calling the show, you did. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. If you listen on the phone lines, all you people on the phone lines, hit the number one. I mean, I told y'all every day we go through this. I always have enough people that call into the show and make it a great show. My people gonna call in and hit the number one. They gonna talk. So if you want to hear from these random area codes like 817 and what is 20240?
817 ends in Texas.
Oh, well, just
that's
some
Arlington
some of
or Grand Prairie or Fort Worth.
Yeah, your people hit the number one. I don't bite.
Yo, Texas, hit the number one.
I don't bite. I'm sorry. I'm just
no, he won't bite unless you're a sexy ass woman.
Just sound effects. It's just what it's doing. So, Ruby, thanks for calling the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. We wind down to the live portion of the show. So, Ruby, episode 148.
Yes.
Have you ever took an act of revenge out on someone? And if so, what was it and why?
Yes, I have.
Of course you have.
yes, I have.
So, what was it? Uh-oh. Did we lose Ruby?
No, I'm here. I'm sorry.
When
I was younger, I did a lot of revenge. Revenge to me is better served cold and sweet. That was me. Yes.
What did you do?
Let me see. This guy at school, he used to always pick on me. Always pick on me. When I first started going to public school, he used to always pick on me. So I was wearing some heels, so we was walking down the stairs, and he pushed me and almost fell down the stairs. So when I seen him next period, I saw him, and I kicked him so hard in the ass. Like, I didn't even know it was, like, that hard. So the next day we came to school, and they called me to the office, and he had, like little donut pillows. His mom was saying that she was going to call the cops and everything because she said that I made him have internal bleeding up the butt. Never knew
what?
That. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, so he was in the special ed, so he had to sit in the special ed classes, like, for weeks. Sit on his pillow in the special ed classes and shit like that on the pillow because so happens that he had internal bleeding up the butt. Didn't know that could happen.
Did you fall when he pushed you down?
Almost.
But did you fall?
No.
So you didn't fall, but you felt it was necessary for you to come back and kick him so hard that he had internal bleeding.
Yes. Yes.
And you felt that was justified. I'm just asking you.
Yes, it was. It was. It made me feel.
Of course, your story is utterly unbelievable, but.
Yes, and every time me and my brothers get together, we always talk about it. We always talk about it because it was his best friend in high school that it happened to.
besides it being fucking unbelievable, it's still an overreaction by a woman. Again.
Wow.
And while we're on that subject, who's the most vengeful, men or women?
Women.
I'm having no argument with women. You know what I'm saying?
Women, no doubt. Guys aren't smart enough.
Game was the only person who said guys are more vengeful, and I don't know where the fuck.
I don't know what the hell he did with. You know, he thought about doing with that icy hot, but that was not cool, dude. That was not cool.
No. I couldn't even let him go by without murdering him on the show for that. I had to kill him, and that's my homie. But I mean, really. She didn't rationale because she wouldn't give no pussy, nigga. I mean, what do you do?
It was funny, but it wasn't cool.
Well, who does that?
Obviously, he
wouldn't give you no pussy, but they giving you the pussy now, nigga. So, hand it your penis and beat the pussy up. Why are you damaging the pussy? She giving it to you now. I don't get it. The whole rationale behind Game's whole logic and train of thought was just out of whack with me on that one. He missed me. All right, so next question. Have you ever had somebody take revenge out on you, Ruby?
No.
Are you
sure? No, not to my knowledge, no. No? No.
Do you ever feel like revenge is justified or was revenge ultimately at the end of the day?
Now, I don't think so. I don't think so now, but back in the day, yeah. But now, no, because that shit come back on you. It's not cool. It's because we're older and the shit comes back even worse.
It does.
Yes, it comes back.
It's a never-ending cycle. What people gotta realize is revenge can keep going on and on. If you get with the right motherfucker, you gonna get some of you people who doing these acts of revenge. You gonna get with the right motherfucker. It could be me too. That motherfucker, you do it to them, and then they come back and do it to you. So you go back and do it to them. I'm actually going through that right now with my downstairs neighbor. We periodically quake motherfuckers, make each other's life a living hell with the music being extremely too loud. Because sometimes I have the music in my studio up loud, and then the person up under me is like, okay, motherfucker, so sometimes at 3 in the morning, they feel the need to blast their surround sound in their living room at 3 in the morning loud, and then the next day I come back and turn my fucking studio system up to the fucking, break the whole fucking building for 4 hours straight for no reason. Right. We've been going at it for months.
Well, you know,
You can get with the right one, and it goes on and on and on and on and on.
Well, the lady that slept with my ex, you know what I'm saying, she blames me for her whole marriage, you know, being broken up and her husband divorcing her and shit, and it's just like, you know, now she's moving from across the street now, and it's just like anything, she'll call the police. Any little thing, she'll call the police on me. A party, she'll call the police. Kids, you know, she'll call the police. One time, she even called CPS on me.
Revenge is a dish best served cold. So, Ruby, well, hold on a second. I asked you all the questions. Let me see. Do you feel like if you could take revenge out on someone right now, and honestly, for something that they did in the past and you never did get them back, what would it be?
Let me see. Who? My dad.
Your dad?
Yes. I hate to say it, but my dad.
Why?
My dad. If I could do something to him and I wouldn't get, you know, held responsible, accountable for it, I would.
What did he do to you?
Man, my dad done a whole bunch of shit to me. People, you know, crack right there is the number one thing.
Oh, well, he's a crackhead.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? And it's just, you know, stealing money, you know, stealing the bank card, stealing shit from my kids, stealing shit from us when we were kids. If I could do something, just, he probably wouldn't even give a fuck what I did to him. You know what I'm saying? So I would. If I could, I would. But it wouldn't make it no better.
All right. Okay, I can dig that. All right, stand by, Ruby, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So coming down to the end of the show, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. You got about 5 minutes left in the show. Okay, listen, everybody. I wanna say at the end of the show that revenge is ultimately is challenge. Okay? I'm not gonna try and justify it and try and make it seem like it's ever really right at the end of the day. You should be like Key and whoever else who's told me or fed me a line tonight about, you know, being more adult about it and you know, saying that, you know, ultimately it doesn't, you know, it can be karma that comes back on you and blah blah, you know, all of these great reasons not to partake in revenge. You feel what I'm saying? But sometimes, and I mean sometimes, it's really not childish, because sometimes motherfuckers need to learn a fucking lesson, okay? Sometimes people have been going on and on and doing shit to people so long that they never got checked on the shit. Nobody's never done nothing to the ass, and that's why they keep going. And you could be the one to stop that fucking cycle of bullshit that they doing. That's why. This is my theory. It's just me ranting for the last part of the show. I think that if it's not going to harm them physically, you know what I'm saying? If it's not going to harm their kids, like, I never really advocate getting revenge on somebody to the point where you make them lose a job or income, because then you're going to harm their household, which could mean their kids. And you feel me? And what the fuck did the kids do to you? You feel what I'm saying? So I never advocate making people lose. I never advocate, unless, of course, somebody took the life of one of your loved ones, then by all means, I advocate all corporal punishment. And I'm not going to change my stance on that. Touch one of mine, I'm like Pop. On everything I owe, I will destroy everything you touch. You know what I'm saying? That's just my, I'm on that level when it comes to me and mine. You know, that's not revenge to me. That's justice. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of times, we get the two mixed up. All right? A lot of times, we tell ourselves in our brain, that's just justice. That's what you get. That's our favorite line when we're doing that. That's what you get. Motherfucker, that's what you get. So it's the number one line a person uses when they're doing some shit, some vengeful shit. That's what you get. You tend to look at it more as justice than what it really is, a sinister act that you could not do. You could let it ride, but you don't. You feel what I'm saying? Instead of letting it ride, you in your brain tell yourself, it's justice. I'm justified for what I'm doing. And a lot of times you're not even justified, especially in the case of women who tend to normally overdo it. They tend to normally overdo it. They tend to go above and beyond what it was that actually happened to them the first time. So a lot of times, you know, you like to fool yourself. This is one of those shows where I'm trying to get you to understand, don't try and fool yourself into thinking that you're not a bad motherfucking person when you do some shit and feel like you're justified when you enact an act of revenge. No, you are. Yes, you are a hoe if you get some goddamn revenge dick. Because you could have killed like Mitchell and Love said and just broke up with a nigga if he cheated on you. Why you got to go out and belittle yourself and make yourself look like a hoe? What did that do? Now you still look like a hoe because you still cheated on somebody because you was in a relationship. You could have just broke up with him and then, you know, then went and fucked that same person and let it be known that you fucked that one person that they don't like. But at least you don't have to get the hoe tag on top of it. Use your brain, people. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? At the end of the day, half of the shit that we do in the name of revenge is not justice. I say more than half. I'm going to say 80%. 90%. It's not justice. Stop telling yourself that shit. I have to stop. I have to do this for myself, by the way. All right? I have to do this for myself. But at the end of the day, revenge is a dish best served cold, but it's also one of those dishes that tastes good when you never even have to serve it at all. You feel what I'm saying? So, people, grow the fuck up! Stop the niggas wanted out their cars. I can't believe that fucking song was a hit. K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzle. I'm not doing that part of the night because I got some production to work on. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show, all right? Appreciate it. I'll see you guys next week for episode 149 and on up, all right? Thanks for all the support. Got nothing but love for you. Also, check out the song What If for my little brothers, CFB. I'm going to post it on the page. Download it, all right? K100, I'm out.